This morning's public reading is taken from the book of Jeremiah, a book that we're currently going through in a mini-series. Jeremiah chapter 5 this morning, picking up in verse, let's pick up with verse 19, and we're going to read all the way to the end of the chapter. So we'll be finishing up Jeremiah chapter 5 here this morning. It shall come to pass, when ye shall say, wherefore doth the Lord our God all these things unto us? Why does he do these things to us? Then shalt thou answer them, like as you have forsaken me, and served strange gods in your land, so shall ye serve strangers in the land that is not yours. Declare this in the house of Jacob, and publish it in Judah, saying, hear now this, O foolish people, and without understanding, which have eyes and see not, and have ears that hear not, fear ye not me, saith the Lord? Will ye not tremble at my presence, which have placed the sand for the bound of the sea by a perpetual decree, that it cannot pass it? And through the waves therefore toss themselves, yet can they not prevail? Though they roar, yet can they not pass over it? But this people hath a revolting and a rebellious heart. They are revolted and gone. Neither say they in their heart, let us now fear the Lord our God, that giveth rain, both the former and the latter in his seasons. He reserveth unto us the appointed weeks of the harvest. Your iniquities have turned away these things, and your sins have withholded good things from you. For among my people are found wicked men. Wow, wicked men. They lay wait as he that setteth snares. They set a trap. They catch men. As a cage is full of birds, so are their houses full of deceit. Therefore they are become great and waxen rich. They are waxen fat. They shine. Yea, they overpass the deeds of the wicked. They judge not the cause of the fatherless, yet they prosper. And the right of the needy do they not judge. Shall I not visit for these things, saith the Lord? Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? A wonderful and horrible thing is committed in the land. Now get this. This is chilling. The prophets prophesy falsely. The priests bear rule by their means. And my people love to have it so. And what will ye do in the end thereof? Please be seated, and may God choose to bless his word. This is one reason why I like Jeremiah. Jeremiah is right to the point. He doesn't mince his words. He doesn't use flowery words. Okay, he just simply drops the bomb wherever the bomb needs to fall. Notice verse 19. Like as ye have forsaken me. Here's the people. The people apparently are upset. They want to know why God is being mean. Why is God withholding the rains? Why is the harvest so thin? And why does the king of Babylon want to come and whoop up on us? Why are all these calamities falling upon us? And maybe we too today in the 21st century, as we see our nation experiencing some very drastic changes in some 2.5 years. We've seen our culture literally turned upside down by some of the most wickedest, profane people under the sun. And we need to ask the question, why? Since God is sovereign over the nations, we too can ask the Lord a similar question. Why has this been unleashed upon us? And heaven can only give us one answer. like as ye have forsaken me, America, and serve strange gods in your land, America, so shall ye serve strangers in a land that is not yours. Beloved, America is not exempt from falling. Matter of fact, our nation is one of the longest-lasting nations to be living under a constitutional republican form of government. Do you think this nation is going to last forever in that particular state? No. If you look at things right now, we are no longer living under the guise of the Bill of Rights in the United States Constitution. Our Founding Fathers' documents are basically toilet paper when it comes to the present regime in Washington, D.C. And I call it a regime, not an administration, but it's a regime quite similar to what was going on in Germany in the early 1930s. And then Jeremiah is told, declare this to Jacob, publish it in Judah. And notice what's said. Hear now this, O foolish people, and without understanding, which have eyes that see not, ears that hear not. Beloved, you find the same verbiage in Matthew chapter 13 when Jesus gives his parable of the kingdom. And when the disciples come to Jesus and they inquire, why do you speak to the people in parables? What does he tell them? That the prophecy of Isaiah might come upon them. Eyes that see but don't see. Ears that can hear but they're really not listening, a heart that has grown fat and waxing gross, well, all you got to do is drop back down to verse 21, 28 here in our text. They are waxen fat, they shine, yea, they overpass the deeds of the wicked. These guys have exceeded the wickedness of the wicked. They judge not the cause of the fatherless, the cause of the needy. They don't bring justice to these people who are being taken advantage of in Jeremiah's time, and there's no difference in our time. Then notice 22 is shocking. Fear ye not me, saith the Lord. Will ye not tremble at my presence? And then God tells them, I'm the one that sets the bounds for the oceans upon the seashore. They can't go any further than what I decree. And yet you don't even tremble at my presence. You don't even fear me. Verse 23, but this people hath a revolting and a rebellious heart. They are revolted and gone. Notice, they've crossed the line. Neither say they in their heart, let us now fear the Lord our God, that giveth rain both former and the latter in his season. So verse 24 goes back to verse 23. Fear ye me not? Fear ye not me? And God says, neither do they say, let us now fear the Lord. Verse 25, in America, this is for us. Our iniquities have taken away these things, and our sins have withholded good things from us. I read that pointing to you and I today in America on the 11th of September, 2022. The good and the blessedness and the bounty that this country once knew is gone. And why? Because of our iniquities, because of our national crimes against heaven. For among my people are found wicked men. Now notice, wicked men. Well, how does he describe these men? They set traps in order to catch men. They're full of deceit. They have become great. They have waxen rich. And during the pandemic, when this nation was in lockdown and schools were closed and the quality of education went out the window and small businesses were forced to close and churches were forced to close and go into hiding, while all that was going on, the monsters who were running the show were making a profit off of a vaccine. See, and killing people in the process, setting traps and making money. And then, beloved, God says, shall I not visit for these things? And the obvious answer is yes, saith the Lord. Shall not my soul be avenged? Strong words, vengeance on such a nation as this. And isn't it amazing? In Luke's account of the Olivet Discourse, he is the only one in the three synoptic gospels when it covers the Olivet prophecy. Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21. Only in Luke's account do you find these words. These be the days of vengeance. So God took vengeance in 586 BC when the hammer fell on the city and the temple of Solomon. And the days of vengeance also came upon the same people in AD 70 when the Romans were God's hammer and destroyed the city and the second temple. History can and does repeat itself. And then finally, I want you to burn verse 30 and 31. You need to underline that. A wonderful and horrible thing is committed. And beloved, this is sad. And unfortunately, this is going on in this country right now. The prophets prophesy falsely. All kinds of charlatans today can be found under the umbrella of Christianity. The priests bear rule by their means. And here's the sad part. This is dangerous. This is horrible. This is a crime. My people, God's professed people, love to have it so. They love to live under tyranny. They love to live under state-sponsored terrorism. They choose to live under tyrannical leaders who rob them of their rights while promising them the sky. My people love to have it that way. And that is the sad commentary on the churches of this country. We have pastors who bear rule by their own means. And we have hucksters in the church peddling lies. And nobody in the pew is standing up and saying, enough is enough. So yes, may God truly have mercy in the context of his judgment upon us. Amen.